Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well
every
as a community
time
of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Im, and that's Todd Atkins. All right, so
I started to go yes, and I decided to stick with the what.
But you didn't go the ha.
Yeah.
Because you did go ye.
Yeah, I was going yeah, or yeah, boy.
But can a non-cowboy say yeehaw?
I can yeehaw very well.
Yeah?
Extremely well, but I can't do it here because you have to, in order to yeehaw well, you have to do it very loudly.
Okay.
So it would be a complete disruption, not only to this podcast, but to this floor.
Now, and we do are yeehaw on the executive floor. From your throat or from your gut?
I think it starts in your throat, goes down to your gut, and then comes back up.
Okay, yeah, because it starts high, right? Eee! And then you go.
Yeah, I think after recording a few of these, we should go to lunch, and I can show you what it's like on the way.
There you go. All right, so today's question is for a church that's about to launch, and they're talking about best practices in marketing. All right, so let's listen in.
I like it.
Hey guys, my name is Douglas Humphrey. I'm a church planter here in Raleigh, North Carolina. We're working to launch our church, Bridge Fellowship, this spring. And so with that, I wanted to learn from you guys some best practices for church marketing. I'm looking specifically for a strategy. Here's 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 things you should do and like a timeline to achieve those things. With that, I know there's traditional forms like you have radio, TV, and also newspaper. But now with social media being like one of the main ways people communicate, is there a certain step or procedure in there we should be following? Some definite do's and don'ts, but let me know. I know I have more than one question here. Just looking for some help on church marketing as a whole. Thank you, and I enjoy your guys' witty banter back and forth.
Man, when's the last witty time someone banter said they enjoyed our banter?
Not recently. That's one thing. I do get people say they enjoy our conversation for the most part. I get some people that would be like, It's really annoying.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I think people like it.
But hey, man, the podcast is free.
Whatever. It's free.
Talk to the head.
It's opportunity cost, buddy.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Okay, we need to give him good answers because he actually enjoys our witty banter.
Okay, so I would say you have to go physical and digital.
I was going to say face-to-face and Facebook.
Oh, yeah, so both.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let me go first. Physical and digital. Okay, you need go first, then. To do.
Just kidding. Sorry.
Oh, why? Thank you for letting me go first, Todd. Okay. Physical and digital. So number one, it is worth it to do mailers. Mailers, mailers, mailers. Now I know you're like, oh, but I don't.
Right.
This much money. Yes. Save up the money and do mailers. You don't need to know because number one, you can target homes, you can target your neighborhood. So
you can target
whatever
new people moving into the neighborhood.
Exactly.
There's 8 ways to Sunday to do that.
So mailers is a must. And yes, you might be like, yeah, but I get mailers and I throw it away. Yeah. But you look at the mailer, you may not keep it. Some you do, but at least you look at it and it's an impression. Okay. Once you do the mailer, yes. Can you do billboards? You have money for billboards? Then do billboards because it's, or even like bus stands, like do physical marketing. I wouldn't do TV. I wouldn't do radio either.
No.
But do physical presence, billboards. There's a great church that recently launched in Nashville, Zeal Church, and they did billboards not all through the city, but right where their campus was. Right. So do physical presence, do mailers, and then put the rest of your money into online Facebook targeted marketing.
Totally. Facebook is the internet.
Yeah. Don't spend money on Twitter ads.
No.
Don't spend money on Google ads for your launch. I would say spend money on Google ads. We got to get there.
Okay.
For another reason, right? You do need to do that. But for your launch, I would not spend money on Google ads. I would do it all on Facebook.
Before I forget, there's a lovely organization called CV Outreach that helps you get Google grants, $10,000 worth of Google ads a month.
Yeah. And we'll post, we interviewed Nick Runyon from them. Yeah. I believe it was on the Five Leadership Questions podcast. Yeah. So on the show notes, we will put a link to that episode from the Five Leadership Questions podcast so you can learn a little bit more about that.
Okay. I'm going to go back to physical and digital again.
Okay.
So in addition to the physical that Daniel mentioned, I would add to his direct mail to say whatever direct mail you send needs to stand out both in size and color.
Yes.
So size means it doesn't fit with your normal mail. So it's like I have to look at it or it's going to draw more attention before I throw it away or if I throw it away. That's a big thing to consider. Also, I would say when you're thinking about physical, also think about things like sandwich boards or I'm not suggesting you hire a sign spinner, but you may have somebody standing there with, you know, your church and like, it's just like, I love my church.
It was a dancing guy.
I love my church kind of campaign. And so here's what we did that worked tremendously in the city. In the city, there were 84, now there's over 100 metro stops, the first mm-hmm. campus we launched. And so it was like, okay, we know where all 84 stops are and in relation to what lines they're on mm-hmm. that lead to our campuses. So if I'm opening a campus on the red line, I know all the major stops that are going to go into the red line where there's crossover between lines and all that. We targeted on how many tens of thousands of a rave style card that we could hand out at metro stops. Everybody entering or exiting that stop where that campus was going to be for weeks at a time was going to get hit. And it was volunteers who would show up from 5 to 7 or whatever time frame that we asked.
Along with the newspaper guys, right?
Yeah.
They're handing out newspapers.
Oh, totally. So, yeah. But ours are better. And there's an art to how you hand these out, by the way. If someone rejects a card, you burn it and put it on the bottom. Because the next person won't hand out a card. If you can get a string of 2 or 3 people accepting your card, be prepared to hand out 20 because it's just psychology. Mm. When we went to areas that were suburban and one rural, we had to rethink, okay, how do we do this? So one of the things that we did was kind of a strategy where it was a just big banner sign, poster size that somebody held up that was I love my church sign. And it was, you know, of course, our church and had the service times. We tried to do those during high traffic hours at corners, at bus,
That's good.
Just so we were like, okay, what's the major commuting patterns? Well, you're like, oh, I don't know how to figure that out. Open up Google from 7 to 9 and just look at Google Maps and see where red lines are and yellow lines are. That's where you're going to have the most traffic.
That's a hack, man.
That's a hack. Awesome. Yeah. I am a hacker. That's what I'm known for. So those are some additional physical things that you can do. Also, of course, prepare your core team and people with personal invitations, emails that they can forward, anything like that. But then when you're looking at digital, remember there's so many options. You can spend a lot of money on Facebook and not get any result if you don't have your ad set right. You don't need to hire somebody who just hung out their shingle. Sorry, I have a issue with lots of social media experts that don't know necessarily what they're doing other than spending your money. You can figure this out. Go to the YouTubes for about schedule an hour and look up everything, you know, that's current in the last 6 months on Facebook ads. And you'll find some really good information on how to do your ad set. So you want to think about location. You want to think about who you're targeting to. So, oh, I'm going to target moms of kids, or I'm going to target, you know, dads or whoever it is you're going to target and have maybe a different ad set for each. But you can do it by zip code. You can do it by affinity. You can do it by lookalike audiences. There's so many things that you can do. And it's so amazingly effective.
Yeah.
Facebook still is very effective. Now, are they really frustrating? Yes, because they change their algorithms. And stuff all the time to make you pay more money. But it's still much, 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 much cheaper than spending your money on stuff you don't even know if it works or not, like radio and television and some other things.
Yeah. So on that note, the biggest thing to take away from today's episode is impressions. And this isn't
right.
just for a brand new campus that's launching. Just I
would say, for everybody.
Hey, if your church, even if your church is 50 people or 100 people, make sure you have it in your budget to spend money on Facebook marketing.
Right.
Right? There's no excuse not to do this, really. Even if you're like, oh no, but we don't have money. No, it is worth it because people are on the Facebook.
They are.
Right.
Even
They're
if you only
Facebook.
Do it for, you know, a couple of series a year or something, you can spend as little as $3 a day, and I guarantee you you're gonna get a significant result.
Yeah. So, but going back to Doug's specific example about launching this spring, that's where I'd get really creative to say, okay, what do your ads look like? What do your images look like that are inviting people to the church? Make sure that whatever you look like online for the Facebook ads, it looks like your website and it looks like the print marketing, right? It has to be cohesive because people might not remember your church name, but they'll remember. There'll be these visual cues. So let's say you have, the church name, and then there's a certain look to your card. And I would say advertising, my specific bent is simple. Less is better today, especially because you get a lot of mailers where it's just so busy because they're trying to give you all the coupons or all the ads or all that. So simple tends to stick out, especially when there's a lot of white space. But let's say you're like, oh, but that's not how our church website is. That's not how this is. Well, then let's say you're like, oh, but we don't have time to do a new church website. Then do this. Go and get like a lead page or do a single page site.
Right.
Where how that single page site looks like, that can just be all about the launch and where you're directing people to go on the mailer and online. And online, the images on Facebook, it's all going to this one place. And then if they want to get more information, they can click and it'll go to your website, and that's fine. But make sure there's cohesiveness. But you want to get as many impressions as possible. And then here's what you have to do. And I love the example of the rave style cards. Because that's mobilizing your church. It's getting your church in the mindset of invitation. Right. It's training. It's actually a faith stretching exercise as well.
Totally.
And it builds community as they're doing that. So yes, any way that you can do opportunities and things like that, do it. But make sure on Sundays leading up to the launch that you are giving your congregation cards and telling them, hey, all of your neighbors are going to get a mailer. Hey, also, if they are on the metro or they're probably going to hear about this. We're actually also doing these billboards. So this is, and they're probably going to see it online. Now, this is what's most important. Here are the cards you need to personally invite your neighbors.
The most powerful thing is a personal invitation.
Yeah.
Still. But hands down.
Yeah. And the beauty of all this is you're saying, hey, but we're supporting you. By the time you personally invite your neighbor the week before they should come, your neighbors will have heard about the church. They will have seen these cars. They will have, there's a high chance because we're spending a lot of attention on this. So when you invite, you can probably start with, hey, you've probably seen this, or you probably got this in the mail. Hey, that's my church. I'd love for you to come with me and let's go to lunch afterwards. Right? That personal invite needs to be the final touch to this all. And then you're going to get a ton of people visiting the church, if not that week, in the following weeks to come.
I've talked about this once more. I've talked about this before, sorry, but I'll talk about it once more. We would always go into a community and just serve the community. So we would soften up the community toward us, not by saying, hey, here we are. We're awesome. Come to our church. We're perfect people who have it all together, blah, blah, blah. It was, no, we are going to lay the groundwork and soften it up by, of course, praying for them and not like holding massive public prayer gatherings and all that. It was, no, we're going to pray for them. We're going to pray for them as we serve them. So we're going to go in and rake leaves, or we're going to go in and clean up a school, or we're going to go in and You know, just walk down the street and clean stuff up or meet the business owners. Mm-hmm. All those different things really helped soften up the community because we already had a reputation as being this, you know, big monstrosity church and people had heard us on the radio and all that. Mm. So they had a perception of us and we wanted to change that and shift that perception to this is who our people are. You can do that in several different ways. The easiest way is to, you know, have them wear t-shirts when they go. Yeah. But be sure you have a really nice t-shirt. Don't skimp on your t-shirt.
Yes, please.
Don't let some random person design it either. No. Unless you have a good person. Just make it clean, appealing.
Yeah, it's impressions.
Impressions, it's impressions, impressions, impressions. Impressions. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again for listening in. Hope that was helpful. If you haven't yet listened to the One Thing podcast, they're part of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. Our friends, our Aussie friends, Scott Sanders and Derek Hanna host that. And recently they've talked about regional church planting, social media in your church, and with our beloved co-host Todd Adkins, succession. They've talked about that as well. Yeah. So be sure to listen into that podcast and we will catch you guys next time.